You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Kim, good morning.
Good morning, good morning.
Hi, Kimmy Kim.
What are you up to today? Anything fun?
I just pulled into PetSmart to drop off the Baker boy. He's a golden doodle. He needs his 6-month checkup.
Okay, good. Is he getting groomed? Getting his nails done?
They'll probably do his nails. I don't know what else they'll call and tell me that he needs to have done. They'll find something else done.
Got a little tartar
like a
on
car
the
repair
teeth.
Place, right? They'll call you and say, "Oh, by the way, we notice you need a new water pump while we're at it."
So. He's got fleas and his teeth are really dirty.
Huh.
Exactly.
And then, how often do you go ahead.
Oh, go ahead. Taking the little kid to the library and then to the lake to stand up paddleboard.
Oh, very nice.
What a fun day for you.
You got a great day lined up.
Dang, I want to be you.
Mm. No, that's not even, I'm not done. Then we're going to do Kids Bowl Free. I don't know if you've heard of that.
I have,
you can sign up to take the kids to bowl 2 free games the weekdays at a bowling lane.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Do that. We just have to pay for shoes.
Okay.
And then what? Chick-fil-A. You're going to lunch.
Ooh, yes. I haven't even thought about lunch.
You better get on it. After all that paddleboarding, you're going to be hungry.
Uh-huh. You bet. Yep.
I think Dom would love to do all that. Go bowling with kids, have a golden doodle.
I think go wash his car.
Yes.
Because Kim is way over here and I'm way over there, and yet we can still get along and talk. Isn't that great, Kim?
It is.
Dom loves golden doodles.
He's pretty good.
Is he?
He had to be medicated this morning, though.
A little hyper?
He does not like being locked up. So when they put him in the cage, he had a little freak out the last time.
I bet.
So.
Yeah,
I get it. What does it generally, on average, run you when you take your doodle in for treatment? What does it cost you usually?
Well, it depends on what we have to have done. So I pay a monthly, service fee for him to go.
Which is what?
And
how much?
They're on call because he eats things that he shouldn't.
Oh, God.
So I can call them anytime.
So how much do you pay a month to be
What's your subscription?
For them to be available?
It's like $38. And then the only thing that I've had to pay extra for is his heartworm. But I usually just go ahead and do the shot so that I don't have to remember to give it to him every day.
Hmm. Yeah. Well, it's like once a month. But what has he swallowed? What has he eaten?
All sorts of terrible things. So he's a kleptomaniac. He steals the 9-year-old socks. I don't know how many pieces of socks he's actually ingested because I've lost count. I just buy more socks.
You just find them out in the backyard and you're like, oh boy.
In a pile.
Found one.
Yep. And it's just part of one. It's not the whole sock anymore.
Sure,
this dog sounds like a nightmare.
Yeah, why do you have this dog?
I love him.
Is he on, any sort of CBD products to chill him out?
No.
I actually know people that have their dogs on, doggy weed products to chill him out.
I know a lady, too. She had a Great Dane that she had to give that to. And that's really odd because they're usually fairly mellow dogs. But I think he just didn't get along really well with her Rottweiler.
Well, your little golden doodle needs to chill out.
Mm. Yeah, he's chill at the moment because he's had his pre-medication to go to the vet, so he's looking out the window.
All right,
the world.
Just stoned, huh?
There's a cat.
Woof, woof.
All right, let's play Rattle Off. Are you ready, Kim?
Yes, let's do it.
I don't want to hold you up from your day of paddle boarding and bowling. 10 seconds. Okay. 10 seconds. Give us 5 different things that have alarms. 5 different things that have alarms. Ready? And go!
A car, a house, a bank, a phone, a watch.
Ooh, I gotta accept all of those. And this lady is a
winner!
Everybody else stay on the line. We still want to talk to you, but Kim is the champion today.
Good job.
Thank you.
All right, I'm making a note. So tomorrow I can talk about Kim and the golden doodle.
Yep. What's that dog's? He's named after Baker Mayfield of the Sooners.
I thought so.
With somebody else too.
I thought so.
Kind of bounced around in the NFL, but you know that's all right.
Yep.
Listen, you are delightful and charming. You have fun today. Don't drown and don't drop a bowling ball on your foot. And we will talk to you later. Hold on. Josh is going to tell you about your tickets to Red Rocks, okay?
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Welcome.
Aw, shucks. You're welcome. Thank you for listening.
Don't drown. That was a nice way to send her off.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it could have been the other way around. I said, I hope you drown. I didn't. I said, don't drown.
It's very courteous of you.
Hey, I used to when people were leaving the house.
Don't go drowning today.
I'd say, don't get run over. Okay, Krista, hi.
Krista. Oh, boy.
Krista going once.
I hear something.
Okay, Krista's gone. Who else? Stacy. Hi, Stacy. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Hey.
So Kim's got a completely full fun day lined up. What do you have lined up today?
I have to plan where I'm going to get free breakfast and swag tomorrow, because tomorrow is bike to work day.
I saw that on the news.
See how many free breakfast stations you can hit before you actually have to go to work.
Yeah, there's all sorts of free little spots set up.
Takes planning, especially if you want to get like the good breakfast pizza and the donuts.
So you're how far are you going to ride from home to work then? What's your distance?
I don't even have to work until 1, so I'm just going to ride the kids to camp. I'm going to make them bike ride to camp in the morning.
Just get a bunch of free stuff.
Here's what she's going to do. Listen to me. Here's what she's going to do. She's gonna throw her bike in the back.
It's been enough years, though, that I know we have to bring Ziploc bags or Tupperware as well.
Yeah.
You got to lay down.
Can't eat it all.
Here's what she's going to do. She's going to put the bike in the back of her car. She's going to drive to within a block of one of these stations, get out, get the bike, ride up, get her stuff, ride back to her car, put it back in the back of it, drive to another station somewhere, ride her bike up to it, put it back in the car. She's just going to drive around all day.
Sounds exhausting.
I have thought about that, but I am
of course
too
lazy you have.
For that. It's too much lifting.
Too much lifting.
I'd rather
too
ride
much
the bike
work.
Than lift the bike. Yes.
But at least you're honest enough to say you've thought about it. So
I have. And I've thought, because like different parts of the city have different things. So I've thought about, well, I'll drive to a different part and start over there and then bike ride.
But you said you get so much stuff, you got to pack it up in Ziplocs and take it back home, huh?
Yes, because there's so many burritos. Burritos are like one of the most popular things.
You could just leave it for other
burritos.
People. Stacy. You could just leave the food for other people.
They've got plenty of burritos.
And then there's like a going lunch in. When it's closing, because it only goes until 9:30, and then they're just trying to get rid of it. They're like, take this.
Oh, so they're just handing out burritos.
What you're telling me is that you're doing them a service. Is that what you're saying?
I can see that. They're just going to be wasted burritos.
Shut up, Stacy.
Take them home and freeze them.
You know, Jeremy and I work very early hours, but I did 1 year do bike to work. And here's the funny thing, Stacy. It's when I lived in Castle Rock and the radio station was downtown in the old Denver Post building. So I
qualify for bike from work instead, where you get free beer.
Maybe, yes. But what I did is that was too much. So I drove my bike to the light rail station at Santa Fe and Mineral, which is still a healthy ass ride all the way downtown. And I can't even remember what time I left to do all of this, because it took about an hour or so to make that bike ride or something.
I wouldn't do that.
But I gotta say it was a lot of fun, and the ride back, because I wasn't pressed for time, was very pleasant,
very leisurely.
Yeah,
go down along the Platte
like
and everything.
15 to 20 miles. Well,
then at least you're doing it. At least you're getting
out. You're getting some good workout to burn off those burritos that you're stealing from other people. So,
of course, yeah. I'll just give them to neighbors. That's how I earn my good like neighbor credit.
So there's going to be bikes.
Brownie points.
There's going to be bikes everywhere tomorrow, huh?
Hi, here's a stale old burrito from yesterday. Enjoy. What's your line of work, Stacy?
I'm a professor or a teacher.
What are you teaching?
Math, college math right now.
Oh, God. Something else I wouldn't do.
That is usually what reaction I get. Yeah.
I like math.
Hey, but somebody's got to do it.
I do, too.
Yeah, I like it. Math is beautiful. I mean, there's a beauty to mathematics, and mathematics runs the universe. The universe is built on mathematics. So it's a it's a beautiful form of communication.
I tell my students that. I tell them, tell me what you want to do in life, anything, and I will tell you what math there is in it.
Thank you very much.
There's math everywhere.
Life is math.
Everywhere, isn't it? Mm-hmm. What school are you at?
Front Range Community College.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Good for you.
Well, listen, we won't keep you. You go have a great day. Thank you for being on the show with us, and have a good ride tomorrow, okay?
Do you want to tell her don't get hit by a car?
Yeah.
Yeah, don't get hit by a car.
Well, we have a really good trail system. I'm in Fort Collins.
Okay, that's good.
Right on.
I'll get hit by cars tomorrow.
Right on with your ride on. Have a great day, okay?
Bye.
Bye-bye. It really bothered you that I told that lady not to drown, didn't it?
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure you were being equal there and telling her not to get hit by a car.
Well, I'll find out what Fred's doing today, and I'll have advice for him, too. Okay. Fred, what are you doing today?
I'm just working.
Okay, what do you do?
I do IT. If you're familiar with Office Space, you know, the guy who translates the stuff to the engineers, the people person?
That's you. Yep. Well, that's nice. Are you working from home?
No, I'm at the office today.
Are you?
Broomfield.
What floor are you on?
On the third floor.
Okay. Then my advice to you is don't fall down an elevator shaft today.
Don't jump out the window because your job is so boring.
Don't fall down the stairs.
Thanks.
See, there. Is that better?
That's not bad. Not bad. Keeping it real, Freddy boy.
What's that?
Is that your real name? Fred?
Yeah.
Probably. Frederick on his birth certificate, yeah. Where are you from originally?
I'm from Michigan originally.
Where in Michigan?
Huh.
Sterling Heights.
Where's that?
I love it there.
45 minutes north of Detroit.
Okay. Beautiful. I lived in Oscoda, Michigan for a while. Do you know where that is?
We drove past it going up north.
It's in Michigan.
Yeah, don't blink. Don't blink. Yeah.
Well... What do you do
for
fun?
What brought you to Colorado?
Oh, that too.
My wife is a doctor, and she got her residency at the University of Colorado.
Oh, very nice.
Very nice.
What kind of doctoring does she do?
She is a psychiatrist.
Okay. Is that tough for you as the husband? I mean, does she, like, analyze things that you say in an argument and everything?
Do you ever win an argument?
No, luckily it goes pretty well. I think she's very self-reflective. She knows.
That's good.
That's great.
That's a great way to put it.
We could use a world of more self-reflective people, wouldn't you agree, Frederick?
I agree.
Where did you meet her?
That is why we are going to have a baby, and we are announcing to all of our friends and family this week.
Oh, they're going
to
love that.
So you told us, did you tell us before you told your friends and family?
No, we've started. Oh,
okay. So everybody knows.
If it's a boy, would you name it Dominic?
No.
Okay.
Well, how are you going to tell your friends and family that you're having a baby?
Hey, guys, we're having a baby. How hard is that?
Well, I don't know if a lot of time there's an event behind it.
You don't have to do a show. Why does everything have to be a show?
Hold on. Let him answer. How you doing, Freddie?
Oh, God, you're going to disappoint me if it's a show,
Tell
Fred.
Me it's a show, Fred. A puppet show.
Social media, the way everyone else does.
You're just doing it on the social?
Yeah.
How's it going to be worded?
What is wrong with, hey, everyone, we're having a baby? I mean, is there something? It doesn't have to be a production, does it?
Well, sometimes it's a big event for people.
Oh, whatever. It's only
happening. Especially if they've
like
been trying for a long time or something, you know? It's nice to share that with friends and family in a special way.
Absolutely.
I mean, if you're having a baby that's got like a bird head or whatever and wings, then yeah, it's
does your baby have
unique.
Wings, Fred?
Otherwise, people have had sex and had babies for a long time. I don't think it's
does
that
your baby
unique
have
anymore.
A bird head, Fred?
And wings?
Not that I know of.
No.
Where'd you meet your wife? What did you tell the son?
No, at the end of college.
College.
At the end of undergrad. Right.
That's cool.
You sound like you're tired of talking to us, so we're gonna let you go.
Ditto.
Thank you for listening and thank you for calling.
No problem. It was fun. Thanks.
Later, Gator.
All right, buddy. Have a great day.
Bye, Fred.
He was ready to go.
Same.
I think that could be a segment on our show, though.
What?
Whole, why does everything have to be a production? Everything has to be a production. Why can't people just...
Or what weird thing was your baby born with?